Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Stars of the Golden Age, a show that highlights the lives of legends from film, music, and the birth of television during Hollywood's golden age and the few years surrounding it. I am your host, Erin Carlson. This is part 2 of the story of Clark Gable. If you haven't listened to part 1 yet, please go back and do so before you listen to this episode. It'll all just make a lot more sense. In part 1, we talked about Clark Gable's childhood and his early adulthood, and we talked about his early life in Hollywood and his rise to fame. We left off at the point in which he became a superstar, with the grand, grand success of Gone with the Wind. Now, let's jump back in to the rest of Clark Gable's story. Life was really good after the huge success of Gone with the Wind. Clark's career was going great. MGM renewed his contract for another 7 years in the early 1940, now paying him $7,500 per week, or almost $173,000 per week in today's money. Clark Gable and Carol Lombard were madly in love and one of the most famous couples in the world. Although he did still have a roaming eye and reportedly wasn't completely faithful, including a highly publicized alleged affair with Lana Turner. The couple talked about the family they wanted to build together, and they devoted Sundays to trying to make that dream come true. Carol Lombard was a force of a woman. She was like no other woman Clark had ever been with. She kept life fun and exciting. She was energetic and outspoken and real. She slung out four-letter words like a sailor, but was composed and elegant when she needed to be. Life was just really, really good. For a few years at least. An unimaginable tragedy occurred in 1942, forever changing Clark Gable's life. His wife, arguably the first woman he truly, wholeheartedly loved aside from his mother and stepmother, died. Carol Lombard and her mother were traveling back from their home state of Indiana, where Carol had been selling war bonds, when their airplane tragically crashed outside of Las Vegas on January 16, 1942, killing everyone on board. Clark would have been with her on that plane in place of her mother, but MGM would not let him leave the filming of the movie he was working on, Somewhere I'll Find You. This was the first time in their 22-month marriage that they had ever been separated, and now they were separated for eternity. Clark was absolutely devastated. to express both her love for her husband and her sense of humor. Before her departure, Carol had left a life-sized blonde doll in Clark's bed before she left for that fatal trip, with a note saying, "So you won't be lonely." She also left 5 letters for her secretary, with instructions to give one to Clark each day that she was gone. He received the final letter after his wife's death. Carol and her mother had initially traveled to Indiana by train and were supposed to travel home by train as well. But she missed her husband and was anxious to get back to him, so she insisted that they fly home. 22 passengers lost their lives that day, most of them being servicemen heading home. Clark Gable spiraled into a deep state of grief. He lost 20 pounds, and those close to him say that he was never again the same. Joan Crawford said of Clark the night of the tragic death of his wife, quote, "There was nothing I could say because a stranger walked out that night and never returned. In the physical, maybe, but he was never the same. Clark was a walking corpse. He had every right to drink during that terrible ordeal, but he kept right on hitting the bottle. He was in another world, and he never came back to us," end quote. The world was deep into the conflicts of World War II, and with his wife gone and nothing else seeming to matter, 41-year-old Clark Gable enlisted in the U.S. Air Force on August 12, 1942. MGM tried everything they could from keeping their stars out of military duty, but they couldn't stop Clark Gable. After training, he received orders to travel to England and make a propaganda film of aerial gunners in action. He went above and beyond by flying in combat missions over Europe to gain additional footage. The film was called Combat America. He wanted active duty, but MGM negotiated with the U.S. Air Force for that to not happen under any circumstances. Clark Gable advanced to major in the U.S. Air Force, and he was relieved from active duty in June of 1944. After a 3-year absence from films, moviegoers were thrilled to see Clark Gable back on the silver screen in 1945 in Adventure with Greer Garson. Gable did not like Greer Garson, and he couldn't wait to get through filming, mostly because she was British, like Gone with the Wind co-star Vivien Leigh. He expressed not appreciating British actresses coming to the U.S. and taking roles away from American actresses. Clark Gable had never really lived a true bachelor life, not since he was a very young man with no money. He'd never lived a bachelor life in Hollywood, having arrived in town at just 22 years old and immediately marrying Josephine Dillon. He'd bounced around from one marriage to the next with no time to chill in between. And now, with Carol Lombard gone, and through the worst of the grieving process, he was engaging in many relationships with many women, including Ava Gardner, Virginia Gray, Paulette Goddard, Nancy Davis, who of course became Nancy Reagan, future First Lady of the United States, his longtime lover Joan Crawford, and many, many more. He was spending a lot of time at Errol Flynn's infamous sex house. By 1949, though, the booze-fueled bachelor life was growing tiresome. Clark Gable was ready to settle down again. He married his 4th wife, Sylvia Ashley, former wife of Douglas Fairbanks Sr., on December 20th, 1949. This marriage came very quickly, and everyone was really surprised by it. Sylvia immediately set out to remold Clark Gable to her liking. This again, which included completely erasing the memory of Carol Lombard and shooing away Clark's hunting and drinking buddies. She moved herself into Carol's bedroom suite at the ranch, which Clark had left untouched since his wife's death. And she had the beautiful white walls painted pink, knowing that Clark hated anything pink. She even took Clark's prized gun room and turned it into her own private art gallery. Clark Gable realized before the honeymoon in Hawaii was even over that he had made a grand mistake. The marriage ended 2 years after it began, and Clark Gable restored the ranch to its pre-Sylvia, Carol Lombard glory. By this time, 1951, Clark Gable had been exhibiting noticeable tremors for a few years, and he shrugged it off as the Dexatrim he'd been taking for several years to control his weight. But he was also drinking very, very heavily. His career was in somewhat of a slump, and then he was cast in Mogambo with his current favorite co-star, Ava Gardner, and also Grace Kelly. Mogambo was a remake of Red Dust, in which he had starred with Jean Harlow and Mary Astor in 1932, at the beginning of his Hollywood career. Famous for his relationships with his co-stars, he had one with Grace Kelly during the filming of Mogambo. Ava Gardner was married to Frank Sinatra at this time, and he was on location in Africa with her, so she was pretty unattainable at this time. Grace Kelly, who was almost 30 years younger than Clark Gable, had a thing for older men and fell helplessly in love with her co-star. But Clark Gable wasn't interested in a long-term relationship with her. A short-term on-location affair was all he was interested in. Clark Gable's 23-year-old relationship with MGM came to an end at the end of 1953. He demanded more money, and they declined. He wasn't their big, strong movie star anymore. He was a 52-year-old aging man, and they were putting their resources into their young, fresh stars. Clark was bitter, but at the same time, he had a great feeling of freedom. He was very financially secure, and now he had the freedom to take on projects that he wanted to do. He could do whatever he wanted. 2 years after leaving MGM, the studio begged Clark to return. They needed him back. But he declined. So they offered more money, and he declined again. He had no interest in returning to MGM. '54-year-old Clark Gable married his fifth and final wife, 38-year-old Kay Williams, on July 11, 1955. And became a stepfather again to her two children. This marriage was much calmer than his marriage to Sylvia. The family settled into a pretty relaxed life on the ranch, and Clark was a very involved stepfather. He was thrilled to learn that his new wife was pregnant just a few months after they were married, because he wasn't even sure he could father a child since he and Carol Lombard had such a hard time conceiving. Unfortunately, Kay suffered a miscarriage. But Clark held on to hope for another chance. Clark Gable's movie roles didn't hold the sparkle they once had, but he was still a popular and beloved figure in Hollywood. The King of Hollywood was still very much royalty, as famous as ever. He was aging, yes, and his years of heavy drinking had started to show and his waistline was considerably larger, but hey, we all age, right? Still, these were the things that were talked about frequently during the late 1950s about Clark Gable. Rumors began to swell about potential health concerns. During his post-MGM years, Gable co-starred with Yvonne DiCarlo, Sophia Loren, Doris Day, Susan Hayward, Eleanor Parker, Burt Lancaster, Sidney Poitier, Montgomery Clift, and Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe and Montgomery Clift were Clark Gable's co-stars in the film he planned to be his last before retiring, The Misfits. Clark went on a crash diet to lose 35 pounds before filming began, ready to go out with a bang. Montgomery Clift recalled having little respect for Clark Gable and his style, or lack thereof, of acting before filming began on The Misfits. But when he met Clark for the first time, he was taken aback by his magnetic presence. Clark Gable's natural coolness and charisma entranced everyone around him. Marilyn Monroe was terrified to work with Clark Gable because he was her idol. She was so nervous that she couldn't fall asleep the night before filming began. She took some sleeping pills, and then she couldn't be woken up in the morning. She finally awoke, took some uppers to counteract those downers, and made it to the set 2 hours late, now terrified that she had angered her idol. Clark was as sweet as can be to her. I mean, she was Marilyn Monroe. She recalled, quote, "I was in heaven. He told me I was worth the wait, that I was beautiful and sexy and all he expected. He said it would be fun working together. If only he was younger, you know, that kind of thing. I wanted to tell him he was perfect, just the way he was. I loved him at first sight. I adore him." End quote. Marilyn Monroe, already starry-eyed about her lifelong idol, developed an instant crush on Clark Gable. She was 34 years old. He was 59. The two flirted heavily during filming. Although Gable was well known for his affairs with co-stars, he seemed to have given up that habit when he married Kay. But Marilyn Monroe said she was going to try anyways. She later said, referring to their bedroom scene with her wrapped in only a sheet, quote, "I was so thrilled when his lips touched mine. I wanted to do it over and over. Then the sheets dropped and he put his hand on my breast. It was an accident, but I got goosebumps all over. Everything he did made me shiver. That night, I didn't need a sleeping pill. I dreamed of seducing him. Whenever he was near me, I wanted him to kiss me, kiss me, kiss me." End quote. During filming of The Misfits, Kay learned that she was pregnant again. Clark was ecstatic. He was finally going to be a father at the age of 59 years old. But Clark Gable would never meet his son. Just a month after filming of The Misfits had wrapped, Clark Gable died. It began with severe chest pains, and then what he described as indigestion later that night, followed by weakness so severe the following morning that he couldn't even dress himself. Kay called the doctor against Clark's wishes, and he was brought to the hospital by ambulance. Doctors discovered that Clark had suffered a coronary thrombosis, and his heart was severely damaged. It was very serious, but he seemed to be doing pretty well as he recovered at the hospital. Clark and Kay were optimistic about their future, and most of all, their unborn son. The life they were going to continue to build together, and the child they were so excited to raise together. It was November 16th, 1960, and Clark had been in the hospital for a couple of weeks recovering. That morning, he asked Kay to find him some good books and magazines to read. He was bored. He used his doctor's stethoscope to listen to the heartbeat of his son growing inside of his wife's belly that day. That night, according to doctors, after his wife had gone to lay down in her adjoining room at the hospital around 11 p.m., Clark Gable turned the page of the magazine he was reading, laid his head back against the pillow, took a deep sigh, and died. The king of Hollywood was gone at just 59 years old. His long-awaited child not yet born. Clark Gable's son, John Clark Gable, was born 4 months after his father's death, on March 20th, 1961, only ever knowing the larger-than-life legacy left by his father. And now I would like to share some other interesting things I learned during my research. Bullet point number one. Clark Gable gave his one and only Oscar from It Happened One Night to a child who had admired it. After Gable's death, the then-grown child returned the Academy Award to Clark Gable's family. Bullet point number two. Vivian Leigh recalled detesting her kissing scenes with Clark Gable because his breath was terrible, a result of liquor on his breath and his poorly maintained false teeth. Bullet point number three. David O. Selznick had to pay a fine of $5,000 for using the word damn in Gone with the Wind. In Clark Gable's very famous line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." Well worth the price, I think. Bullet point number four. During Clark Gable's military duty during World War II, Adolf Hitler put a $5,000 price tag on him, dead or alive, but preferably alive because he was a huge Clark Gable fan. Bullet point number five. Clark Gable's final film, The Misfits, was also co-star Marilyn Monroe's final completed film. She died less than 2 years after Clark Gable passed away. In conclusion, Clark Gable was indeed the king of Hollywood for decades. There were a lot of fine leading men in Hollywood during Clark Gable's time, but he was kind of in a league of his own. He was so unique. He was so cool. Maybe his style and way of living life would be frowned upon today. For sure it would be. But he was a pretty cool cat in the 1930s through the 1950s. I sure love watching him any chance I can. Clark Gable didn't have it very well growing up. He never knew his mother, and then he lost his stepmother, the only mother he knew when he was still so young. His father wasn't a nurturing figure in his life. Not at all. In fact, even after Clark moved him out to LA and began supporting him in a very comfortable lifestyle, his father still berated him and frequently called him a sissy for being an actor. The man the whole world loved and admired. The tough guy every man wanted to be and every woman wanted to be with. A sissy. It's just really sad. Like his father, Clark Gable loved to run around with women, whether he was married or not. You know the expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Well, it usually comes down to the behaviors that are modeled during childhood. Those synapses occurring in the developing brain are taking every single thing a child sees, hears, and feels, and forms the brain in a manner that supports those experiences. All those experiences, all those interactions, they all connect in a very specific way inside the brain to form an individual. Yes, behaviors can be relearned. The brain can be rewired. But it takes a lot of work and a desire to change. Clark was lucky to have his stepmother, Jenny. She really gave him some great opportunities. But Clark Gable's father was constantly there molding his son to disrespect and use women. I don't think Clark intended to be disrespectful. He quite literally likely didn't know any better. His father just had never respected his son. Not when he was a young child, and not when he was one of the most famous men on earth. Clark Gable seemed to always be searching for love. Maybe it was the love he lost when his mother died, or when his beloved stepmother died. He found security in older women. And then he found Carol Lombard, the true love of his life. But she too was ripped away. The relationship he had with his fifth and final wife, Kay, seemed to be a secure one, so I'm happy he had that. Thank you, Clark Gable, for leaving us with such impressive performances in your work. You are truly a delight to watch on screen. I know you didn't want to do it at all, but thank you so much for Rhett Butler. And thank you all for listening. I do want to say that in February, for the month of Valentine's Day, I know it's a super long ways away, I plan to do a Patreon bonus episode about the great loves of old Hollywood. And I'll be diving a little deeper into the relationship of Clark Gable and Carol Lombard. So if you want to hear that and all the other great bonus content, come on over to Patreon. Patreon.com/StarsOfTheGoldenAge Podcast. This month's bonus episode is Old Hollywood Set Disasters. Thanks, guys! My primary source for this episode was a fantastic book titled Clark Gable, Portrait of a Misfit by Jane Ellen Wayne. A book titled American Legends, The Life of Clark Gable by Charles River Editors, and IMDb.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.